Yeah, Neville here. It's Tuesday, June the 17th, 2009, and some immediate thoughts after upgrading the iPhone 3G to version 3 of the iPhone operating system. The firmware released about an hour ago as I record this, and I've upgraded, and it worked. The file's huge, actually about 230 megs. The download was relatively fast, I suppose, when I did it. It seemed to be taking a while, but it was in fact quite quick. I'm now seeing quite a few people commenting on Twitter that it's taking a while, which I suspect is because it's now suddenly thousands and thousands of people doing that upgrade. And of course, if the iTunes servers are kicking out 230 meg files for every request, that's an awful lot of data. So it might take a while, but I've done it. It was a painless process, doing the upgrade itself. And two immediate things I notice on the phone, which I was aware of, but seeing them. The first is this very cool voice memo app. I've tried that. It's excellent, an audio recording application built in. So Griffin iTalk is the one I had before. Would I need that? I have to look at that. On a simpler level, a feature I love, which is caps lock. Something so simple when you're typing something and you've got to type, multiple letters, three or so that are capitals. And up till now, I've not found a way. And maybe it's there and I just never realized. Double tap the caps key and it stays as caps lock. Maybe it was like that before, but I never noticed it until now. So it's great. No doubt I'll discover what's totally new. In it, copy and paste, things like that. We'll see how we go with those things. But the voice recording app did impress me, I must admit. A downside in my experience so far is network, again, Wi-Fi specifically. I had intermittent issues before, and I certainly wasn't expecting this. But after I'd installed it, as this is a pay-as-you-go iPhone, the instructions from O2 were actually very clear, very helpful. To make a manual change to the setting under the general setting under network for the address of the server. It's different if you're on a monthly contract, different if you're a business account, different if you pay as you go, and it defaults to one which I had to change. So I did that. In two cases, there's another place that it doesn't apply for pay as you go. So I did all those, followed the instructions, restarted the phone, still couldn't get a network. So I went back and checked and discovered that the setting hadn't stuck. So I just changed it now, haven't rebooted the phone, and it now is picking it up. I wasn't expecting that, but I noticed, I think, one of my apps now isn't working because of this new version, Wi-Fi Track, a paid app I bought when I was troubleshooting issues a week or so back on Wi-Fi. Outstanding, excellent application for finding Wi-Fi networks and connecting to them. Every time I run it, I now get a very odd error message saying it can't initialize the Wi-Fi search properly, and it won't run. Is that it was working perfectly fine before I did the upgrade. Nothing on the App Store to note there's an upgrade, so I may well drop the developer note directly, actually, because that's a pretty useful app. I wonder if there are any others that won't work. I've not seen anyone commenting on apps not working, not yet, not that I've really looked, I must admit, and I've not run yet all the apps that I've got, but we'll find out, I suppose. But so the upgrade was painful. I was actually contrasting in my mind how different the approach is from when I did, for instance, a couple of days ago, upgraded the firmware on the Nokia N95 8GB from Nokia via Vodafone, and that has severe warnings all over the place telling you that if you unplug the cable you will cause severe damage to your phone, don't do this, blah blah. With the iPhone, you just plug it in, and it tells you, it's getting the file, and then it's doing the upgrade, and you see a progress bar on the screen. I would imagine if you unplug the cable at that point, you will cause severe damage to your iPhone. But it doesn't give you any of these warnings at all. Is that because iPhone people are more intelligent? I don't know, but maybe it's part of the philosophy of Apple, isn't it? I think the simplicity of how everything is presented to you, and the dialogues, it's just about everything. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, the upgrade did succeed. The only glitch I've noticed is with Wi-Fi and that app I mentioned. But otherwise, it seems pretty good, and I'm seeing good reports out there on Twitter. So, on with things.